Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
It's the Giants and the Padres. One last game before the Mets arrive tomorrow. I'm John Miller at Oracle Park with today's cap with the Giants manager. And cap today, Alex Wood goes. And the Giants need a win. They've had the Padres win a couple of tight ball games here after the comeback win by the Rockies on Wednesday. And so with Alex Wood out there, he had a great record of being the stopper after a Giants lost last year. So are you going to hold him to that today?
I think it would be nice for Alex to come out and be the stopper today. It's fun to read the tweets from our beat writers who are right on top of that sort of thing, and citing the stats about how he does after we've lost a game or a couple of games. And it's just nice to know we have a professional pitcher, an athletic pitcher, a guy that embodies all of the characteristics that we feel are important for a starting pitcher, like attacking the strike zone, knowing your plan, working fast. He does all those things.
Now, the guy you're facing today is a young guy, one of the Padres' top pitching prospects, Mackenzie Gore. So you have a lot of right-handed hitters against him in there today. So this lineup against lefties, has it gotten to the point where you feel like it could be in terms of production?
I really like our lineup against left-handed pitching, and I don't think it'll shock anybody to hear me say that Darren Ruff and Wilmer Flores over the last 2 years have been two of our best hitters. Those guys sit right there in the middle against a lefty, and Austin Slater's been so good against left-handed pitching. He sits at the top, and you know, up and down our lineup, we have dangerous right-handed hitters in there. So I like the look. I don't know how long Mackenzie Gore is going to be in this game. It's possible that they pair him with one of their righties in the bullpen for a few innings, and I just think we need to not be surprised by anything.
I know the Padres have been going with a six-man rotation at times, and they had Mackenzie Gore sort of piggybacking with Clevinger earlier this week.
I think that's right. I mean, Clevinger, I think, threw a bullpen yesterday, so I'm not 100% sure if he's going to be available to the Padres today, although nothing would surprise us. We don't want to get caught off guard by anything. But they have others in their pen that they could piggyback with Gore as well.
Now, for the Giants, today's lineup shows Mike Yastrzemski as the DH, and Brandon Belt still not in there. How is Brandon Belt?
I haven't seen Brandon yet today, and this is one of the things that, you know, we kind of want to give him plenty of time to get to the ballpark on a day game, and then have some time to get in there with the trainers and kind of assess how his knee's doing. And then right before game time, we'll get a good sense if he's going to be available off the bench, but I expect him to be at this point.
And how's Yastrzemski doing?
Yaz is doing fine, but we work him pretty hard. He works pretty hard to prepare for the game. He plays a lot of innings. He throws his body around out there. One of the ways for us to get him just a little bit less volume but still take advantage of having him in the lineup is by having him DH. So there's nothing wrong with him. It's just sort of a preemptive strike.
Giants and the Padres, it's the finale of the series. More cap right after this. Now more cap with the Giants manager and this San Diego team. They're missing one of their top players, Tatis, but they still have a lot of weapons. But right now, Manny Machado, and he's always been one of the top players in the game, he seems like he's going to a little bit of a different level here early this season.
He certainly looks like one of the game's best players, and he's been one of the game's best players, but you're right. He looks like he's on an elevated plane right now. And it's not just the work that he's doing at the plate, which has been remarkable, but he's been a great defender. He's as heads up a base runner as there is in the league right now, making good decisions, making bold plays, getting really high-quality leads. So, yeah, done a nice job for them so far and shouldn't surprise anyone. He's that talented.
He made a play yesterday. We've always seen him as one of the top defensive third basemen in the game, but he made a play that might have gotten overlooked. It was just before Wilmer Flores' home run, and he kind of made it look easy, maybe a tough little hop, and he did it so fluidly that it might have been easily overlooked.
Yeah, he makes difficult plays look easy, and to your point, it's Tatis is missing, but Kim has been an excellent defender for them as well. I mean, Kim was as important to their victory yesterday as anybody else on their field. He ranged up the middle several times to make plays that many shortstops don't get to. He obviously makes the play to his right look easy as well. So the combination of Machado and Kim on that side of the diamond means that you're not getting many base hits. The base hits are not sneaking through. They're not sneaking through up the middle. They do a nice job of positioning their defenders. And that's why they won the game yesterday.
I really thought that Ruff had himself a base hit, and he hit the ball really hard, 105, 106 miles an hour, and Kim somehow got to it late in that game.
Right, good jumps, and as I mentioned, good athletic range and quality throws across the diamond with a good clock.
Right. So these guys are good. We know it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And we've faced a lot of good teams so far, but this one is excellent, and they've showed that the last couple of days. We have to play better if we're going to beat them.
All right, so here we go. Giants-Padres coming up next.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.